You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
John Trabert is running for Amherst Town Board. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right, John. Let's look at Amherst. You know, right now, pretty blue, pretty Democrat-led there in Town Hall. What made you want to get into this race?
Well, Joe, I got to tell you, I was born and raised in this town, been here all my life, raised my children here, been to the Amherst schools. And I started paying attention to politics about 3 years ago by going to the town board meetings. And I didn't really approve of what I was seeing. It seemed like the board at times was treating people with a little bit of contempt. And then I started looking at different resolutions and spending and whatnot, and it seemed to be a lot of overspending. And I just decided to see if I could get involved and try to make a difference.
You know, obviously a lot of focus on the Westwood, the former Westwood Country Club site that the county has taken over. I mean, this was a site that the town of Amherst bought for $7 million-ish dollars. It had multiple plans that fell through. What do you think of the handling of that? And what would your message have been if you were on the town board at the time this chaos was going on?
Well, Joe, you had mentioned they had multiple plans that that didn't go through. And I would disagree with you a little bit there. I believe they had one plan. So since 2020, they were focused on this Amherst Central Park that they wanted to make in the middle of town there. And they were so focused, I don't think that they looked at any other viable alternatives. And then during this time frame from 2020 till now, they spent all kinds of money. Not only the purchase of almost $8 million, but they spent upwards of $20 million on different things, land acquisitions, relocating ball fields, attorney's fees, studies, proposals. Again, the original purchase price. In fact, if people would go back to July 2nd of 2020, there was a presentation to the town board from Dover Cole and Partners out of Florida. And what they did is they gave a wonderful presentation of this amazing park that they had proposed. And during that presentation, there wasn't one person on the town board that had asked, what's a price tag on this? Give us a ballpark. Tell us what we're looking at. Well, I think they were so focused on this project that they did not look at any other viable alternatives. And then one thing that stymied the park idea was the the musical fair. And when that got stopped, that kind of stymied their plans, and the town was running out of money. And then I don't think they had any other alternative but to turn it over to the county.
Now, when I asked Sean Lavin about the loss of money on this property, he told me that Amherst is not in the money-making business. What do you think of that comment as the answer to, you know, the town losing millions of dollars on this property?
I would say this. Of course, a town or a municipality is not in the money-generating business. That's why we shouldn't be in the business of development. But we should be as good stewards of the taxpayers' money. And I would say this. It's very unfortunate that they wasted the taxpayers' money in the way that they did. So I don't think his answer was appropriate.
You know, you look down, you look at transit, right? And you have one side, Amherst, the other side, Clarence. And, you know, not to say, I mean, there's been a few additions on transit to, you know, the few plazas. But it seems like when a new business wants to come in, they're picking the Clarence side of transit. We see the Trader Joe's. I mean, we see that plaza where Walmart is just exploding. I mean, they seem to be, there doesn't seem to be contention between the developer and the Eastern Hills Mall site, as we hear seemingly all the time before Jamal got rid of the Boulevard Mall. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the Amherst side of Transit Road is pretty well built up. I think that we got a pretty good business presence there. As far as wanting to go over to Clarence, I'm not sure what the relationship is or what kind of opportunities they offer or how they ease the implementation of the building going on. But they seem to have...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In some spots, a little bit more room. And I could say this, that if I'm fortunate enough to get in with Dan and Mary, we would be very open, very friendly to businesses. When I say that, I don't mean giving them tax breaks and giving away the store, I guess I should say. I believe in easing the process of making a project go as smooth as possible, and that you have to work with people to do that.
John, you served in the Buffalo Police Department and the Amherst Police Department. You know, it seems in this election, in the Amherst election, police is not being mentioned as much as maybe in the city election. How do you view the way Amherst police are treated by the current administration, the current town board? Is there any changes you'd like to see there?
I got to say, I think the current administration has been pretty good to the Amherst Police Department. I believe that the police department has always had a good relationship with the town boards. And part of that reason is the administration and the police department itself. You got a very, very professional police department. And I worked for them for 27 years, and they enabled me to have a wonderful career. And I worked with a lot of very good people. So, I mean, the current administration had built the building on Bailey Avenue, the training center, which is an absolute wonderful facility. that people from all around the county get to use at different times, and it just makes for some great training. I had been over there a short time ago doing a qualification for my being retired. I need to qualify once a year with a pistol. And I just got to tell you that's a wonderful place. So I think the relationship with the Amherst Police and the current administration is very good.
You talk about the board meetings and going and observing and hearing about the spending. Do you think there is enough transparency between the government in Amherst and the residents in Amherst? And if not, what do you see avenues for potential change in that?
Yeah, I don't see the transparency really being there. I think what they can do is they can hang their hats on by saying everything's on the internet, everything's on the website. But Joe, if you try to go in there, it is not easy to navigate. And it's a lesson in frustration to find out about different things. And you really have to work hard to find out what's in these particular resolutions. And a lot of these resolutions are passed by consent agenda. So they come out and they say resolution, blah, blah, blah. All in favor say A. And during the town board meeting, you have no idea what that resolution is about unless previously you went in and you looked at all the particulars. So I think there's a lack of transparency there. I think they need to do more to put the information out to the public in an easier fashion. So I know that Dan Gagliardo has a great plan as far as pushing information out to the public. Things are going to be easier. Things are going to be you're going to be able to navigate a lot better. And he's going to be putting stuff out on different platforms. And I could tell you this, that if we, again, are fortunate enough to get in, people are going to know why their money's being spent, where their money is being spent, and how much money is being spent, and their input is going to be respected.
John, you know, I drive to Amherst to come to work. I drive to my parents' house who live in Amherst. I see the signs up for you guys running on town board. Obviously, I see Dan's signs. We got the headquarters right down the street from the studio. How's the campaign going, and what do you expect in this final push to Election Day?
Well, I feel the campaign is going pretty well. I've never been through this before, as neither one of us, Dan, Mary, and I, have never been through this before. So I think it's kind of hard to gauge how things are going. The responses have been pretty well from different people. I think people of all affiliations are a little bit fed up with what's going on in the town with the overspending. And all I can tell you is this, Joe, the people in this town, first of all, this is a very daunting task. This is a town of 52 square miles. The population is 131,000 people, and the budget is $176 million. This really is not a part-time job. And if we're fortunate enough to get in there, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to be very attentive to the people. We're going to be very accessible to the people. And we're going to devote our time to the best service we can to the residents of this town.
Hey, John, really appreciate you reaching out and joining us to kick off the show this morning. And I'm sure we'll talk again on or around Election Day. Thank you so much.
Joe, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.